Hey, you guys, I would love to introduce you to Dr. Terry Walls. Many of you might have known her because she became the celebrity on TEDx with 2.4 million views. That's how I discovered her several years ago. Absolutely, I was fascinated by that video. Just because it was a medical doctor who was in a wheelchair, who was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and she had the audacity to think that food can possibly heal her. And that's exactly what happened. And so a couple of years ago, she came up with a book called The Walls Protocol, which of course I have. And it's a great book. And there's a lot of theory in this book, right? About how the diet works and whatnot. But I'm suspecting a lot of people were like, okay, so what about the recipes? What exactly do I eat? You said here, so many cups of vegetables. How do I turn that into recipes? And this is where she came up with a follow-up book, which is the cookbook. This just come out. This is a galley that I'm holding here. So you can see I marked them with a lot of things we want to talk about today. And so the cookbook is awesome. We're going to tell you a little bit more about that. But I also want to just tell you that Dr. Walls is also a clinical professor of medicine at the University of Iowa, where she conducts clinical trials that are related to using food as medicine. Let's see what else. She also does a lot of public and medical community work, which she's super passionate about, using paleo for therapeutic purposes. Welcome, Dr. Terry.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
You know, before we go on, can you tell us something about yourself that most people have no idea about you?
Oh, sure. You know, before I entered medical school, I was a big time athlete and competed nationally in full contact taekwondo. So in 1978, I was the bronze medalist in women's welterweight. And like to joke that, you know, previously I was a real kick-ass sort of girl.
Well, I think you still are.
In a different way now.
Can I ask you, taking you back to the time you were in a wheelchair, I mean, you showed the pictures in TEDx. It's like, that's a real deal. Like, it's not.
Oh, yeah. That was very tough. I had 7 years of steady decline due to the progressive MS. And I was so weak, I could not sit up in a regular chair. I had a zero gravity chair, which allowed me to recline with my knees higher than my nose. I had one at work, one at home. I had to eat sitting reclined. And so my family was getting increasingly nervous about my ability to protect my airway as I ate. So, no, life was very challenging.
What made you look into food for help?
You know, it's certainly an evolutionary process. When I hit the wheelchair and I saw that the best conventional medicine was not changing my decline, I started reading the basic science. I decided mitochondria were the problem. And then I started reading about vitamins and supplements, added those that did seem to slow my decline. I discovered the Institute of Functional Medicine, took their course in neuroprotection, had a much longer list of vitamins and supplements, which I took. And then it was the summer of 07 that I had this big aha moment, like I should get these nutrients from the food I was eating. Mm-hmm. So this was more research. And ultimately I redesigned my diet, which had been paleo, by the way, several years, into a very structured paleo diet designed specifically for my brain. And once I did that, it was really breathtaking, the speed at which changes began to occur.
And how soon from the time you changed your diet, how soon did you see the results?
So I'll sort of back up a little bit. I've been a vegetarian for 20 years. In 2002, my Cleveland Clinic doctors told me about Lauren Cordain and his work. So at that time, I adopted the paleo diet, giving up all grains, all legumes, and began eating meat. Big deal, big change. I continued to decline. And the next year, I needed the wheelchair, started chemotherapy. But I stayed with it because at least I was doing something. Mm. Then I'm adding the vitamins and supplements. I can figure out that if I miss my vitamins and supplements, I'm more exhausted. But in 2008, when I'm in this new diet, still paleo, but now in a very structured way, within 30 days, I can see that my brain fog is diminishing. My energy is improving. In 3 months, I'm beginning to walk using a cane, stunning people at the hospital. At 6 months, I'm able to walk without a cane. At 9 months, I get on my bike and I bike around the block. You know, I'm crying, my kids are crying, my wife's crying. Then at 12 months, my family and I do the Courage Ride, and it's an 18-mile bicycle ride.
Whoa.
So it's really with breathtaking speed that I was able to recover.
So you were a vegetarian whilst that declining with the MS?
Yeah, you know, I've been a vegetarian probably since 1970.
Right.
And so I've been many, many years as a vegetarian, not eating meat. I went to a paleo diet, and the paleo diet certainly was not enough to cure me. And I even tried the autoimmune version that Lauren Cordain had, which is the more radical version. That was not enough to cure me. It really was not until I created this very specifically designed paleo diet.
Okay. And tell us a little bit more about what's different about the Walls protocol that made a difference to you and so many patients you have helped. In fact, when you Google Walls, I mean, there are so many search results. In fact, I think if you just enter multiple sclerosis and diet, your stuff comes out like right on top as well.
Yeah.
So obviously you've got a huge following and you've helped so many women. How different is your stuff, your protocol from the other paleo stuff you've tried?
So, you know, the first paleo stuff that I tried was based on Lauren Cordain's work on the paleo diet.
Mm-hmm.
So I took away all grain, all legumes, and all dairy. So meat, I still did include some nightshades. I was still having a lot of eggs and vegetables, still declining. Now, I did remove eggs, and then I structured in a very specific way lots of greens for the vitamin K and the antioxidants, the cabbage, onion, mushroom family vegetables for their impact on detox pathways, and gamma-aminobutyric acid, and then deeply colored for all of their phenols. And lots of vegetables, 9 cups a day. So a lot of paleo eaters are a lot of meat and few vegetables.
Yeah.
Or they focus on what you can't have and don't really give people guidance as what to have and in what proportions.
Yeah, that is such a huge reframe, right? Focusing on what you can have, because there's still a lot of things that we can have in a paleo, specifically in your protocol. And just in case you're watching, coming on a little bit late, this is the cookbook I want to tell you about, the Walls Protocol Cooking for Life. If you could tell us a little bit about the cookbook, what was the inspiration behind it, and what are the key things that people are going to get from it?
So for years, while I was at the VA, I ran a clinic, the Therapeutic Lifestyle Clinic, and we took people with neurologic disease, medical disease, mental health problems, and we treated them with diet and lifestyle. We had cooking classes. We really focused on teaching people how to begin cooking at home. And as I did that, I saw people either had forgotten how or didn't know how to cook. We needed to have meals that were fast, that were easy, that were simple, that they could enjoy, their children could enjoy, the grandchildren could enjoy. And because the people that I served didn't have money, we needed to teach them how to do this affordably. And so after 4 years of doing that, I then wanted to create a cookbook for the rest of the public, so all the public could benefit from what we had learned as we had run the Lifestyle Clinic.
Yeah. And, you know, so I want to share, like, from my perspective as a person who does a lot of cooking, I teach cooking, I'm a home cook and an unprofessional chef. What I love about your book is that it's full of, first of all, the recipes are really simple, yet they are delicious. Yes. And which, like you said, is I can totally see this, how you brought down the barrier of people who are like, I don't like spending time in the kitchen. You know, I don't have a lot of followers who don't know how to cook. That's just not my audience. But there's a lot of moms and busy women who are like, I have no time for all this gourmet stuff that's got 30 ingredients in it. This stuff, like, so many recipes with 5 to 7 ingredients in there. And what I love most about this, Dr. Terry, is that you've got these templates. And I marked some of them. You've got, like, templates for wraps, nut milks, for soups, for dressings, for crusts, for pies, for skillets, and probably a lot of others that I'm not even mentioning. So it's like a template you're given, and then it's up to you to, that there's certain ingredients that are given in there. You can create your own version of these foods. And it's so powerful because you might find yourself going to the kitchen, not finding exactly the ingredients that are in the cookbook. But once you look at a template, you're like, oh yeah, I have these seeds and these nuts and I have these veggies and I can just put this together and make an amazing smoothie out of it. And that's powerful. I love that.
Yeah, you know, it's such an important step for creating health for your family, and for your community is to get people comfortable cooking again and comfortable being willing to improvise with what you have. I grew up on a farm and we're very comfortable at improvising with what you have. And I wanted to pass that skill on to our patients. We did that at our lifestyle clinic. And we really needed to pass it on to the public, which is why we created recipes, we created templates, so people could first start with the recipes, get comfortable with that, and then realize they could now improvise with the things that they enjoyed and what they had on hand.
Brilliant, brilliant. And what's your favorite recipe or recipes?
Well, of course, the Walls fudge is just like incredibly yummy. So if you need treats for your kids and your grandkids, that's a marvelous, marvelous treat. The soups are really good. I think smoothies are really wonderful. There's a green smoothie in there. That's a great way to start in. We have it with a lot of green grapes to get you going when you're first starting. You can move on to the coconut milk fat version, which is also really quite delicious.
I want to just show you, this is what I'm going to make this weekend.
Oh, yes, that is very, very yummy.
That is very yummy. I've chosen well, huh?
Yes, you'll like it a lot.
It's the pumpkin or squash sweet potato pie pudding, which looks absolutely awesome. Yeah.
You know, it's so lovely. Fermented foods, I just have some fermented coconut milk yogurt in the refrigerator. That is very, very yummy. The coconut milk goat cheese equivalent, also very, very, very yummy. But my day in, day out meals that we make are the skillet meals, because, you know, I work all day. So I get home, I want to be able to sit down and eat within 30 minutes, preferably within 20. And the skillet meal is the way to make that happen.
What's your favorite breakfast? What's your typical breakfast? Not favorite, but your typical breakfast when you do not have a lot of time to cook.
So this is what I do routinely. I eat either once or twice a day. If I'm eating twice a day, I'll make either a green smoothie or a beet smoothie and have leftover protein from the night before. And then in the evening, I'll have a skillet meal, a smoothie with that. And then I'll have coconut milk and chamomile tea for my dessert. Right. Tonight we'll be having some filet mignon steaks, beet greens, and probably my coconut milk tea for dessert.
Awesome. You know, one of the reasons why I thought introducing your cookbook to my community is such a great fit is because, you know, I keep talking about it, that health of the gut is the first thing you're going to do when you want to have healthy hormones, right? And healthy hormones don't happen unless we start off with really healthy gut. You can be doing loading up on progesterone creams and doing DHEA and testosterone while your digestion is in a mess. Question for you, who is this book for?
Well, this is for living people. People who have busy, hectic lives and want to have a sustainable, affordable way to keep that life going. So you want to be able to make meals that are fun, that are easy, and that you can afford. You know, a lot of folks can't afford to go completely organic, grass-fed. And so I want them to start with where they're at, and learn first how to cook at home using ingredients that they can buy, and will over time improve the quality of their diet. But I need to first get them to be able to have recipes that are affordable both in terms of money and time, which are our two most precious commodities.
Awesome. I think, you know, I'm super excited. I mean, just the book, The Galley, right now is already beautiful. I'm looking forward to getting the full book because it's black and white right now, but it's going to be, I mean, beautiful photography, super simple recipes. You know, I'm just looking at like one recipe I just opened up randomly here, watercress cucumber salad with avocado and orange slices. It's got, let me tell you, 5 ingredients in it. And I can tell you already, like the combination here is just like, it's a total winner when you put orange together with watercress. And there's so much of good stuff in watercress that is just so vital for our liver. And it's such a wonderful cruciferous vegetable that is also hugely beneficial for estrogen as well, detoxification. So total winner. I'm so excited for your book. Is there anything else that you want to tell us about the book that we haven't covered today that you think my audience is going to love about it?
You know, I think they really love the bone broth and soups recipes. I'll get them hopefully fired up about getting some chicken feet for the first time or a hoof for the first time, because that adds just a wonderful pizzazz to your broths.
Yeah.
And then once you've got your broths made, it's easy to can them, have them on hand, and add some fresh herbs. You have an incredible gourmet start to your meal that is incredibly healing to your gut. So easy to do, inexpensive, and help heal the gut. And if you want to have something exotic for your friends, serve them some bone broth with fresh herbs, and they'll just be stunned with how yummy it is and how good it is.
I'm wondering, where do you get your chicken feet from?
Well, you know, here in Iowa, it's really pretty easy. People are getting more and more aware, in part because I've been talking about it so much. So we can go either to the ethnic grocery stores, you can buy chicken feet, or farmers that are slaughtering their chickens freeze the chicken feet, so you can get a package of 5, 10, or 20 pounds of chicken feet. So now in Iowa City, it's become very, very easy. I think if you go to your local grocer and you let them know that you're looking for chicken feet, you'll be surprised at how easy it is to find.
Yeah.
And, you know, likewise, it's now quite possible to get the head of fish heads for your fish stock. That's really very easy. Hooves are a little harder to come by. You'll have to go again to your local butcher and talk with them about that.
Yeah, and that's exactly the, I love you mentioned that, because you really, you want to make friends with your butcher, whether it's a farmer market or whether it's just a down the road butcher, and they'll be so happy to keep the bits for you, because a lot, the people, butchers actually really appreciate it when somebody really knows.
Valuable that stuff is.
Yeah, they get excited about it, you know, believe it or not. The biggest exporter or importer of chicken feet from the United States is China, you know, because they really appreciate chicken feet there. And so one of the things you can do also is go to a Chinese store, and the Chinese folks love to use it because they have it.
And so will Latino stores, Mexican stores, they'll have it on hand as well, because they also very much appreciate that.
Awesome. And just one more thing I want to mention about the, you mentioned that this is a really diet for everyone, right?
Yes.
You know, one thing that it just came to my mind is that one of the insights is, since majority of my audience are women, you know, one of the things that I've been hearing from a lot of moms is that they are already beginning to see their daughters developing hormonal problems and all sorts of issues. Yeah. Much earlier than they did as women. And that's a huge alarm that go onto any mom's head, right? Going like, I am responsible partly for this, but guess what? You can do something about it. And so one of the things I love about what you said before we started recording is that you want to help the whole family, not just the person who's eating, right? And I think that's so powerful.
You know, it certainly helps with the kids. A lot of the kids have behavior problems now, some learning disabilities, autism spectrum disorder. This protocol has been very helpful for those kids. In our kids with early hormonal development, this can be helpful for that, because a lot of that hormonal development problem, as you know, and I'm sure your audience knows, has to do with the excessive estrogen disrupting effect and hormonal disrupting effect. And so the diet addresses that in a very nice way. So it's great for this early adolescence, early change. It's also very helpful for fertility issues and for men erectile dysfunction. So my guys were very excited about the erectile dysfunction, and the ladies were very excited for the help with endometriosis and severe dysmenorrhea and menstrual pain.
So one more thing I want to ask you before we and the interview is about the use of nuts. I noticed that there are nuts in your cookbook. Can you talk a little bit about that, especially from a paradigm of autoimmunity, right? Because a lot of people are familiar with the AIP diet, which excludes nuts. Can we talk about that?
Nuts will have phytates and lectins in them. And depending on your genetic vulnerability, the lectins, which is sort of like an insecticide, may be a problem for you. People who have the biggest problem with these lectins are those who have an autoimmune problem involving their joints, so rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis. So in our clinics, we put them on a nut-free, legume, grain-free, nightshade-free diet, and then have them reintroduce that. For the rest of the public, they'll often tolerate the nuts fairly well, so which is why I have level 1, 2, and 3 in my program. As people move from level 1 to level 2, if they're going to have a lot of nuts, I ask them to soak the nuts for at least 2 hours. If they can do it 24 hours, that's even better. Soaking initiates the germination process, which reduces the gets rid of the phytates and markedly reduces the lectins, making the nuts a safe food for many. If people don't do well, I move them on to an elimination diet and take out the nightshades and take out the nuts.
But is there a nut-free option in your cookbook right now?
We do discuss that nuts for some may be a problem, that nightshades for some may be a problem. And so that certainly is acknowledged. The caveat that I have to remind everyone, and this is something that a lot of the autoimmune folks forget, is that we need omega-6 fat and we need omega-3 fat. Mm. So if you take nuts and seeds out, which is a good source of omega-6 fats, you still have to think about where you're going to get that fat, because our bodies cannot make omega-6 fats. And our brain and our cell membranes are 10% omega-6 fat and about 1% omega-3 fat and about 70% saturated fat and cholesterol. We have to have that omega-6 fat in our diet. We can't make it.
It's funny, right? The pendulum went so much into the omega-3s that we've kind of been forgetting about the omega-6s.
Yes, we still need those omega-6s. So it's always balance. We have to be very mindful of balance.
Yeah, awesome. I'm so excited for your book. I can't wait for people to actually start reading it and cooking and helping their kids change and improve and the whole families just get better. That's awesome. And especially when Absolutely. We make things simple, this is when things really start happening. Because it's so easy to complicate things and make recipes that have got 20, 30 ingredients that
it takes 6 hours to make.
Yeah.
And that is a big burden for many families, finding that kind of time.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Where do we get your book from?
Well, of course, I want people to go to the local bookstore and support those bookstores. They're so important. You can also go to my website, terrywahls.com. That's T-E-R-R-Y, Walls, W-A-H-L-S.com. We have some great links for you, for some additional resources there. And we have links about other resources to help you implement the Walls protocol concepts more fully.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.